This is Digital Dave, and this is EAA Radio, and I'm talking with Mr. Dave Hertner of Fisher Flying Products. How you doing, Dave?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, let's talk about what you got here. You got a new engine your guys are bringing out.
Yeah, I just was named the Canadian distributor, or dealer, for D-Motor, a new four-cylinder flathead design direct drive engine out of Belgium.
The first question comes to mind. Everybody's going to think, flathead, that's like old technology.
Well, it flathead is old technology, but it was technology that worked very well when RPMs weren't that high. And because we are in a direct drive realm here in aviation, and we are limited in our RPM for direct drive applications, it works very, very well.
So that's, yeah, okay, your torque curve matches what we want to do with a propeller anyway.
Correct.
So we'll stick with that. Tell me about the D-Motor. It's a brand new design?
Yes. A bunch of guys that have F1 experience out of Belgium, they got together in 2007 and they designed a fresh sheet of paper aircraft related engine. This is not a converted engine. It's not used in anything else. It's purpose built for the aircraft market, and it's purpose built to be a competitor with the Rotax 912 and some of the other engines that are in that area of competition.
Okay, another major departure from the conventional wisdom is this thing is liquid cooled.
And so is the Rotax to a certain extent, but it's only only its heads are cooled, whereas this one is completely cooled, both heads and cylinder jackets.
So that's a nice side effect, though. You get cabin heat, nice cabin heat.
And even one of the real benefits of this engine is that it's so light, it allows you to add that maybe secondary heat exchanger that in an aircraft that maybe wouldn't have been able to have that.
Okay. You're directly competing with the Rotax in terms of horsepower, weight,
yes,
which is a big one.
And that's a big one, especially for our products. You know, our Dakota Hawk, for instance, can use a range of engines that are, you know, C65, C90, O200. But once you get up into the O200 range, we start, you know, poking our nose at being a little too heavy on the nose. And so when we can put an engine that will beat that O200 or even the C90 by a significant number of pounds, 20 to 30 pounds, it allows for a lot more flexibility in load and what you can do back in the cabin.
The engine is multi-point fuel injected, which means it's electronic injected. Is it a true FADEC system? I just have a go lever?
Yes. I'm new to this, new dealer, so I'm actually taking my time and learning it a little bit on the fly. We are working across the pond with the Belgian guys, but it is, as far as I've been understanding, a full single lever system.
Okay, and it's obviously, since it's a electronic injection, it's altitude compensating automatically.
Correct, correct.
Up to probably 10,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another thing I just wanted to reiterate, you said these are guys with Belgian F1 experience that designed this engine. These are not a bunch of guys that just said, hey, I got a computer, I think I'll build an engine.
No, and they took their time. There's been a lot of talking back and forth on the forums. I spent quite a bit of time researching this, and I've noticed that, you know, you get guys to say, okay, well, you know, flathead motors, the heads can't flow that well. They just can't be as efficient as an overhead design. I've been in contact with Elaine, the lead guy with D-Motor, and they spent an inordinate amount of time with the design, both physically and on the computer, doing flow analysis and whatnot to get the most optimal situation for this engine to be able to produce the torque at the RPMs that are required for the aviation industry.
So the other advantage of a flathead design is less valve train equipment, so it's a simpler engine.
That adds to its lightness and to its narrowness. We have an 80% Tiger Moth that usually can only incorporate engines like the Loam or a Suzuki Raven type engine that are very narrow. This will fit even in that application. So it would be very good in small cowl applications for faster aircraft as well. I think it's a tremendous improvement for width-wise applications.
Is it a true dry sump engine?
Yes, it has an oil tank that is mounted to the firewall, and all of the accessory tanks and whatnot come with the engine, including the muffler system. So it's a very complete package.
How many are out in the field? Do you know?
There's about 10 flying in Europe right now. Two have been shipped to the States that I know of. There is a U.S. distributor, Doc Bailey, through Renegade Light Sport down in Deland, Florida. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to attend the show, or we'd be able to see the engine more readily here. He had a death in the family, a car accident, and they lost a family member. So our hearts go out to him and his family. So in that.
So we'll hopefully get to see him next year.
Yes, yes.
You are planning on selling this as part of your kits, as one of the options?
Yes, we're going to be offering the D-motor as an option. And we have an agreement put together that I'm able to sell worldwide with the kit purchase. We have agreements that part of our compensation for being distributors and whatnot goes to the jurisdiction that it gets sold into, so that if there is any warranty issue, then the person in that jurisdiction, for instance, Doc, would be taking care of the warranty claims and taking care of the people in the U.S., whereas I would be taking care of the warranty claims for the people in Canada. It does have a very good warranty of 300 hours, and that's been put out by D Motors so that fears are calmed. You're going to be taken care of, and either replacement or repair will be taken care of free of charge, and there's no labor cost on that as well.
Is there an estimated TBO on this engine?
Time will tell. You know, as everybody is always worried about, that's the first question out of everybody's mouth. How long is it going to last? Right now, we're talking about 1,200 hours or so. But with continued testing, not only in the air, but the D-Motor 6, which just flew about 4 or 5 days ago for its first flight, is being tested on a continuous basis in an airboat in Germany. In Belgium, so that they can get a continuous long-term testing and get the time on the engine, and so that and then they can tear it down and find out what's going on with it. Until then, they're being a little bit reserved with 1,200 hours.
Now, your vision is to offer a complete firewall forward kit with propeller, everything ready to go.
Yes, that would be our plan.
So you're already working on matching up your propellers to the engine to your particular aircraft?
Yes, it's going to take a little bit of time, but that's, our early adopters, the people who I've talked to at the booth who are interested in something new for the Fisher line are going to work with me. We make our own engine mounts for all of the different models that we sell and for engines that go in them. So I have contacts in the industry that can put together it uses a Jabiru mount. So all we need to do is take that Jabiru ring and then adapt it to mount to our firewall.
Can I run this on 100 low lead, MoGas, premium? What am I? What's preferred fuel?
You can run it on both the autogas and 100 low lead. There's no problem.
But I want to run premium autogas. I can't run the cheap junk.
Yes.
You're not sure.
Yes. And okay. I'm not going to blow
smoke.
That's a
valid answer.
That's, I've got more to learn on this a little bit. We're just fresh. My wife just received the papers from Belgium that made us the Canadian dealer. So I do have to bone up on all of the answers. I've got a brochure at our booth that I think lists 95 octane, which does say premium autogas. And so
right.
That's probably where we're going to have to head. But, even at premium autogas, you've got a significant savings over 100 low lead. And the availability's there for the most part throughout the United States. I know in Canada, our 100 low lead's going for $2 a liter. And so that's putting us up into the $8 a gallon. And so anywhere where you can use autogas in Canada, you're able to claim back the road tax. So it really makes it significantly cheaper to go that route if you can.
Yeah, I would think the only issue is when you're out, that being in an airport that doesn't have a MoGas availability, but a couple of tanks of 191 or
but this engine will run on either premium MoGas or 100 low lead, so that's not an issue.
Right, the fuel injection doesn't really care.
No.
Is it a full closed loop fuel injection? Do you have exhaust gas sensors in the exhaust pipes?
Yes, there are exhaust gas sensors.
So it's fully, that's perfect, because then now it's fully altitude compensating the whole bit.
Correct. Correct. And it comes with a very nice, very well-made muffler system that tucks in beautifully. It'll either run horizontally across your the lower firewall, or you can have a dual unit that runs longitudinally and then has the its dual outputs out of the end of the cans. So it provides a lot of flexibility in how you install it in your application.
Okay. And I'm assuming you'll get one flying on one of your planes as soon as you get one.
Right now, with me just having purchased the company, I'm really concentrating on my people that are, you know, I've got orders that I have to fill. I've got my son, Thomas, working in the booth right now. So we need to get back there. And when we get home, we just moved the company from Toronto to London, Ontario. Electrical drops are going in and tables are being cleared and people are going to be hired and so that we can get the first kits out and get the cash flow working. So
it's an exciting time for you.
It is. I'm up to my armpits in alligators.
And then you decide to take on some more by distributing engines.
I think that it really is smart for a kit manufacturer, OEM kit manufacturer, to have a vertically integrated company. I think it's important to be able to offer the options to people who are seeking them. And this is a new engine that I think that is exciting. And I would put one in an airplane that I was building. And we're meeting with Paul Cherikov with the Rotec Engines. So we're having dinner with him tomorrow night.
Round engine, two wings.
Yeah. So we have two wing airplanes, biplanes, the Celebrity and whatnot that are perfect for that kind of thing. So we're talking about how we can cement our relationship as well.
It might be a bit much for the 404 though.
Yes, it would be.
Although
very much.
It would get some good climb rate out of it.
Yeah. As you spun around in a circle.
Yeah. What fun. It's aerobatic and I didn't
there
even
go.
Try. Well, this is a great-looking engine on paper anyway. I'm hoping it pans out to be as good as it looks.
I was truly disappointed that Doc couldn't make it to the show. I wanted to lay hands on the thing myself and get a good feel for it. So far, I've been working across the pond, and I was really disappointed that he couldn't make it. Unfortunately, we can't really fault
him
for having a death in the family. So
right. All right, it's been enjoyable talking with you.
Thank you very much.
Dave Hertler from Fisher Frying Products.
Dave Hertner.
Dave Hertner from Fisher Flying Products.
Great.
And this is Digital Dave, and this is EAA Radio.